This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Rocky Rowetter is concerned about what he calls the nature deficit that is epidemic among American youth.
The first thing we have to really look at is the fact that kids are spending less and less time out of doors. How many hours a week do you think kids are spending now in front of a tube of one form or another? Television, DVDs, internet use.
The answer, according to a major national study several years ago, was more than 40 hours per week.
This doesn't include cell phone time, doesn't include text messaging time. The old couch potato thing is influencing kids, their weight, their health. So if we're concerned about children's health, then we ought to be concerned about how much time they're spending in front of these screens.
The antidote, says Rowetter, a professor of environmental studies at Sonoma State, is simply spending more time outdoors. And he says elementary and middle schools should play a big part in making sure that happens.
The world around us has lessons every day to teach us. And if we go out in nature and see how things interact, how everything's recycled in the natural world, how solar energy is the fundamental economy of the natural system, there are lessons. There's a curriculum in nature. And you got to get kids out there to explore it and find it. And when they do, they often love it and become connected to it and want to help protect it.
It's not just a matter of educational philosophy, Rowetter adds. Studies have demonstrated that outdoor learning also helps increase test scores.
When kids and teachers use the environment as a teaching tool, kids actually get higher test scores. They score better not just in science, where you might expect it, but also in math, language arts, social studies, other areas across the curriculum.
That's because hands-on learning can engage the entire physical self in the educational experience.
The synapses, those neurological zaps that take place within our body, the vast majority of those are outside of our cranium. It's really about 5% inside the brain casing, and another 95% is happening all throughout our bodies. So when we move and experience the world, we are a learning machine. It's a whole body experience. Because kids are physical and moving, they're able to access ideas and information, store ideas and information more easily because their whole bodies are engaged.
And there are also benefits that carry over back in the classroom.
When you take kids out of doors, when they have, prior to going out of doors, the symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, their symptoms go down dramatically. The correlation between taking kids outdoors and helping them just feel better and not act out so much as they are in a classroom setting is another reason to get kids outdoors.
Rowetter believes this could all be traced back to our ancient human DNA.
We are not, as biological creatures, designed to just sit and absorb information. We, throughout our development, have been exploring and listening and learning and hunting and gathering, and all those types of things have developed a learning system or a learning machine that the existing culture tends to forget about. We bring these kids into four walls, put them in chairs, face in the same direction, and tell them to sit down and be quiet and learn, when most of what we know about learning suggests that that's not the most effective ways. Kids want to interact, explore, be engaged, ask questions, investigate, and they want to make sure that it's relevant to their everyday world. Otherwise, who cares?
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.